This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 15th day of June. Thank you again for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We will be back tomorrow morning. I got to wonder when we talk this through and you say, you know, it'd be great every week just before an Atlanta United game, we get Jason Longshore on here, get everybody pumped up and talk about the team and everything that's about to happen.
And even if he's somewhere where it's snowing.
And snow, he don't care. Whoever, he's just right?
Right, you know.
I'm wondering if he wants his money back. and we wouldn't be mad at him. But Jason, he has stepped up and been that dude. In the face of adversity, this team is going through everything. He has still come on here and you know, just been a professional.
Yep.
And had some fun with us, too. So, good morning, Jason.
Getting ready to get this
good
thing
morning,
turned
guys.
Around. Good morning, man. How you doing?
It's sports, y'all. Things happen. You can do everything right and can't get the result. And you can never guarantee wins in this thing, in any sport. So, you know, it's just how it is.
I look at this year, regardless of how it plays out, as the character building year of this team, and they're going to look back and look at the things that happened from coaching to players, everything from top to bottom. And when the success does come, they will take and look back and say, "We took this from this year, and we took this from this year, and we applied it moving forward, and that's how we found success." How's that? Is that a good way to look at it?
I mean, I think across the board, it's. When you come into the league, and it's funny how expansion teams in leagues, how that's changed over the years. I mean, you guys remember when expansion teams would come in and you'd be bad for 5 years. You couldn't come in and be competitive straight out of the gate. That's flipped in pretty much every league. But what happens and what's interesting is, I don't know if it's better or worse, they give you these opportunities to be really good straight out of the gate. But then it's very hard to maintain that. And that's what I think Atlanta United has found. You know, the margins in MLS, I think, compared to other leagues in the United States, I think the margins are smaller in terms of being a winner and a team that struggles to get results. I think it's harder to get past it. I think it's harder to win games on the road in this league than other leagues. There's other things with the salary cap and the way the league's structured that just make it difficult to stay on top. It's hard to get there. It's harder to stay there. And look, when you have those things happen and then you get a year like this one for Atlanta United where whether it's injuries or whether it's video assistant referees getting involved when they shouldn't that we find out about a week later, things like that, it's tough. And Atlanta United's going through it right now, and they've got to find a way out of it with a fresh start starting tonight.
All right, so let me ask you this, Jason. On the heels of everything that you just said and talking about expansion teams, and some could just trip and fall into a championship early on, you take that's a part of MLS, and then you throw in what happened this year. Moving forward, what is that and the Messi factor going to play into how this looks moving forward for expansion teams and other teams, period, and other players coming to MLS for a little bit?
Yeah, it's all changing. I mean, you know, we're going to see, in my opinion, over, you know, probably the next 10 years, if we want to look at it on a bigger scale, the salary cap is going to go up a lot. The amount of spending that teams can put into their roster, however the rules get modified or updated or even maybe slimmed down a little bit, and it's just a flat amount that teams can spend. I think however you put it, teams are going to be able to spend more money on their roster. And that means you're going to be able to get a higher caliber player across your roster, not just at the top end, the Messi, Luis Suarez kind of guys, but that second level player is going to get better. Your depth is going to get better. So the league's going to get even more competitive. And that's what's going to get so interesting about it is you add on top of all that the next generation of players coming up in this country who are growing up in a professional league environment, which they never really have had up until this point, where players are being trained properly starting at 10, 11, 12 years old and able to really chase those professional dreams. It's only going to improve every level of the league across the board over this next decade.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Always great to catch up with Jason Longshore, especially when Atlanta United is going to be playing over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this evening. Houston Dynamo in town, and you can hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, we know we're coming back from a break, and a lot of players got a chance to spend some time with their national team. Some are still there. So thoughts about what is reassembled so far, not the complete complement of players for this match tonight.
Yeah, you're missing Saba Lobjanidze. You're missing Bartosz Lisz, who are away at the European Championships. Both of their teams, Poland and the Republic of Georgia, will be getting into action here shortly in the tournament. You're also missing Luis Abram with the Peruvian national team as the Copa America starts next week. So that's three, you know, starting level players that you're going to have to deal with their absences. Yorgos Yakimakis, you're going to have to deal with his absence. And there hasn't been an announcement as of yet about what is next for him. There have been pictures of him in Mexico City. That's where Cruz Azul is based. So I think you could start to put two and two together and figure out that, you know, things are moving. And when that gets done, announced as official and whatever timeline we're talking about, that's another absence that you're going to have to go out and replace. In the short term, with the guys who are away with their national teams, you've got to use your depth. And you're looking at guys like Edwin Mosquera on the wing, potentially coming in for Saba Lobjanidze. We've already seen Dax McCarty start to play more and more as of late. Jay Fortune, I think, is another player to really keep an eye on in that midfield. I think you're seeing him grow up in front of our eyes as he came through the academy and is showing a lot of leadership in key situations. And on the back line, we've seen Noah Cobb and Efrain Morales play a good bit this season already, two more young players. Cobb was away with the U.S. U19 national team, won games in Argentina and in Uruguay over the last week. So you're going to have these guys step up right now. And you're just at that point where it's going to be hard to establish a changed playing identity because you don't have your full complement of players, and you're going to go into a week next week where you play a game on Wednesday, play another game on Saturday, and you've got to rotate guys to keep them fresh. So you're going to have to find ways to win. I really think it comes down to the 1v1s, to the 2v1s, to the combinations on the field, not the full 11 at times, but combinations that work. If the right back and the right winger, for example, can get on the same page and get in behind, you're going to have to look for those little building blocks in these games to get through and get some results.
It's Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. The Houston Dynamo, tell us what we need to know about this team.
Tough defensive team. They haven't been a good offensive team this season. They're dealing with players away, just like everybody is right now with international competitions going on. This is a team that won the Open Cup last year. They are a very good team that this year, kind of similar to Atlanta, hasn't found the goals that they need to be higher up in the table. But Houston out in the Western Conference, which I don't think is at the same level as the East across the board, they're in a little bit better position in the table. Hector Herrera, the former Atletico Madrid central midfielder, former Mexican national team midfielder, you're talking about one of the, you know, top experienced players in the league, and they're going to need a lot of him right now because I think their best player is Coco Carrasquilla, but he is away with the Panamanian national team coming up into the Copa America. So Houston is a team that is a tough one to break down, but for Atlanta United, I think this week they've had to focus so much on themselves that it's not really about what Houston can do that will hurt them. I think Houston's going to be well organized. They're going to be tough to break down. Not basic, not simple, but you kind of know what to expect. For Atlanta United, you've got to find things that give you confidence. You've got to find those connections on the field that can give you some momentum in matches. They've had to focus on themselves more than looking towards the opponent.
There you go. All right, man. Well, listen, we take what you say and put it in the hope box and go into the match today. You know, hopefully that home field, will be an advantage today. But, listen, you've done a great job as far as keeping spirits up and the optimism up as you've talked through the lulls that this team has gone through this year. So, as always,
let's see if the interim makes a difference.
Yeah, it did last time, right?
Yeah, he did a good job last time. Let's see if Rob Valentino does one.
All right, buddy.
I mean, look, you guys know how it is. When the manager changes and then it's kind of clear to the players across the roster, because the easy change is the manager versus all the players. Mm-hmm. Next, players start to realize that jobs are on the line. And desperation kicks in and you start to see things maybe change a little bit. And you need to start seeing that now. That's just where it is.
There you go. Jason Longshore. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thank you as always.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
There you go. Jason Longshore joining us here.